KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palos Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker in Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska. According to local knowledge, moose were first seen here in the 1930s. For 60 years, the population grew slowly, and people downriver began seeing moose for the first time as the population slowly expanded to the south and the west. In the 1990s, moose numbers began increasing dramatically. In 2021, biologists in Bethel estimated the population in the Delta region at about 24,000 moose. Hunters here harvest about 700 moose per year. This does not seem to be hampering the population growth, which is comparable to areas without hunting. Biologists are monitoring the moose, their habitat, and their food to better understand the carrying capacity for moose in this region. Sounds wild. I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska has launched an online reporting tool to gather information around local and federal law enforcement agencies increasing immigration enforcement actions around the state. The Alaska Beacon reports that the civil rights group is seeking to monitor Alaska immigration enforcement actions as the Trump administration has ramped up arrest quotas for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to 3,000 arrests per day. The online form is confidential and is currently available in English and Spanish, and it asks for details on immigration enforcement actions, where they occurred, what law enforcement agencies were involved, and others. There have been several ICE arrests in Alaska, including in Anchorage and Soldotna, and the Alaska Department of Corrections announced earlier this month that the state is holding ICE detainees from out of state. The Alaska House Judiciary Committee is holding a fact-finding hearing tomorrow in Anchorage to be streamed online on the legislature's website and on Gavel Alaska to address many of these concerns. The City and Borough of Juneau and the Central Council of the Thlinket and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska released a draft risk assessment for the capital city on Tuesday. The updated risk assessment will help the city and tribe update the borough's hazard mitigation plan, which expired in 2017. That plan will include projects to reduce the threat of hazards, and a draft is expected in July. The 328-page risk assessment includes risks posed by severe weather, fires, tsunamis, floods, erosion, glacier changes, avalanches, volcanoes, dam failures, cybersecurity, and pollution. Unlike the last assessment, this draft also includes social and cultural vulnerabilities, including food security and sovereignty, sensitive sacred sites, housing, and future development. Sabrina Grubitz is the public safety manager for the tribe. She says this is the first time the tribe has been included in the borough's hazard planning.
So we want to make sure that traditional knowledge is folded into the risk assessment and considered in how we approach disasters. We have a lot of value to add to it.
Ryan O'Shaughnessy is the city's emergency manager. He says that an updated plan is required for Juneau to qualify for FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, which the city plans to apply for to alleviate flooding in the Mendenhall Valley.
So we're hoping to use this plan to apply for funds that could help us find a long-term mitigation solution for Suicide Basin.
Community members are encouraged to read the draft and attend a public meeting on June 30th. Residents can submit public comments by July 1st. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A new federal report says the group overseeing the 800-mile Trans-Alaska pipeline system needs to update its operations. That includes at the Valdez Marine Terminal, where North Slope oil is loaded onto ocean barges. The Alaska Desk's Alona Nidem reports.
The multi-agency group, called the Joint Pipeline Office, was created after the Exxon Valdez oil spill more than three decades ago. But it's since scaled back its safety oversight of the Trans-Alaska pipeline system. That's according to a report that the Government Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog agency, released last week. Brooke Taylor is a spokeswoman for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. It is one of the federally mandated oversight groups that advises on safety at the Valdez Terminal.
We know at this time nationally there is a lot of interest in unleashing America's energy potential, and we want to ensure that development continues as safely as possible in our state so that the oil keeps flowing at the same time that we're protecting our communities, our economies, and our environment.
The Advisory Council commissioned a report that found wide-ranging issues at the terminal 3 years ago, which led to a federal audit. The Joint Pipeline Office includes the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and other state and federal agencies. The new federal report says the agencies comprising the office have been collaborating on spill drills and inspections. However, it also points out that the office has reduced some of its oversight activities, such as field inspections. It also closed its physical office about two decades ago and has not produced public reports in nearly the same amount of time. Taylor says that is a significant concern.
When those types of communications cease, that's less transparency, less access to information that the public has.
The agencies and what they do within the joint office have also changed in the past three decades. The report says that a lack of clarity around the roles and responsibilities for each agency can lead to gaps in oversight, especially at the Valdez Marine Terminal. In fact, when in 2023 a fire started at a terminal near one of the tanks during cleaning, the office acknowledged that no single agency was responsible for oversight of such incidents. Taylor says an independent review would have helped examine what caused the fire and what should be done to prevent incidents like this.
There's still questions we have around that incident, and without a regulatory body, it's limited in what we can really learn from it.
The federal report suggests that the Joint Pipeline Office document its shared goals, clarify responsibilities for each participating agency, and identify any potential gaps in safety oversight. Taylor says the Citizen Council was encouraged to see those recommendations, but felt that the report fell short of characterizing the scale of issues with monitoring the pipeline system.
There have been, on multiple levels for many years now, reductions in staffing and budget and resources that are potentially leading to gaps in oversight at this point.
She says the council hopes to continue working with government officials, regulatory agencies, and industry representatives to examine the gaps in oversight and address those concerns. A spokeswoman for Alyeska Pipeline, which operates the pipeline and terminal, said in an email that the company appreciates the report and is committed to working with regulators to ensure the safety of workers and operations. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, up next, we have a piece called Girl in Mine. That reminds me of a time I went to a bar. I think I was 20, and the bartender said, can I see your ID? You look like a miner. And I said, I don't live anywhere near a mine. I had to share that with you. I think it's funny. Anyway, Parmalee is the name of the group that's doing Girl in Mine. After that, Kane Brown with Like I Love Country Music, and then Zach Bryan after that with Boys of Faith.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Yeah, there's a coda on that that doesn't belong, so I just axed it. I don't know how that, I'll try to fix it. I'll make a note here. Anyway, Kane Brown's up.
Let's get it. Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music.
never live without you. One of my favorite songs about the top to bottom perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I I could survive as if I had you in that needle dropping on a vinyl.
It's been rising up, I've been getting up with some boys I used to know. We're trying to get our pockets up. This year has just been moving slow. You were coming out to Pineville, it was freezing cold. I'm getting old by the day. Said and gave your heart something to believe in, 'cause boys like us fade away. But you stuck around when I was down. Taking photos of me in Kentucky, saying we were lucky for the light. Who'd have thought those things would find a billboard way out in New York at night? Rising up.
Yeah, By Dirt's next, and that's Jordan Davis. Lost Trailers after that with Country Folks Living Loud, and then So Small by Carrie Underwood.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" Told him chasing a dollar, and in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt."
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it,
cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy
Saturday night, singing summertime at the top of their lungs, sipping Dixie cups of strawberry wine. All my boys are out, we holler and whistle and honk our horns in town. We're just country folks living loud. We're country folks living loud. We're just country folks living loud. We're cranking Waylon Jennings in our pickup trucks, picking beer bottles till the sun comes up. Mama's in the church choir over the sound. We're country folks living loud. Driving tractors in the cotton till the cows come home. Boots on the dance floor, round we go. The Star Spangled Banner, we sing it proud. We're country folks living loud. Fans, we're heading towards a Talladega infield sign. Our tailgates are dropping and barbecue is popping. Everybody's gonna have a good time. Ain't nothing like those engines starting and the crowd at the finish line. We're just country folks living loud. We're country folks living loud. We're just country folks living loud.
We're cranking Waylon Jennings in our pickup trucks, drinking beer bottles till the sun comes up. Mama's in the church choir, oh, it'll sound. We're country folks living loud, driving tractors in the cotton till the cows come home. Boots on the dance floor, round we go. The Star Spangled Banner, we sing it proud. We're country folks living loud. It's a hoot and a holler on a touchdown pass, a George Strait crab when he tips his hat. Lord, ain't that what it's all about? We're just country folks living loud. We're country folks living loud. We're just country folks living loud. We're cranking Waylon Jennings in our pickup trucks, playing beer bottles till the sun comes up. Mama's in the church choir, oh, what a sound. We're country folks living loud, driving tractors in the cotton till the cows come home. Boots on the dance floor, around we go. The Star Spangled Banner, we sing it proud. We're country folks living loud. We're country folks living loud. We're country.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, all I can say about Carrie Underwood is, man, what a voice. Johnny Solinger's up next with Living Out a Country Song, then Daryl Worley with Keep the Change, and then Darren Warren after that with Cowboy Up and Party Down.
On a six-pack, ain't nothing wrong. And Bocephus is alive and well, still tell them all to go to hell with a rebel yell. We keep rolling on, living out a country song.
Pledge of allegiance, there's a reason, it's to honor those who died. And if you see me close my eyes and bow my head before I break bread with my family, it ain't a habit, it's important, it's my right. I work half a year for me, the other half for Uncle Sam, while he's bailing out those sinking ships and drowning the little man. I watch the news and have to wonder if this country's going crazy, talking about how much they love it here, but how they want to rearrange it. I'm just your average Joe, and that makes me smart enough to know, well, there's a bunch of us out here that feel the same. Gonna keep our God, our freedom, a little money in the bank. Y'all can keep the change. Now the fat cat's on the hill acting so brilliant, ain't smart enough to notice that we're angry and that America's in trouble. If they don't wise up and stop busting out the blocks that were laid as a foundation, well, our nation could wake up in a pile of rubble. They say we're making progress, but it's a big old shame to me. And common sense ain't near as common as it used to be. I wonder if this country's going crazy, talking about how much they love it here, but how they want to rearrange it. Well, I'm just your average Joe, and that makes me smart enough to know there's a bunch of us out here that feel the same. Gonna keep our God, our freedom, a little money in the bank, y'all can keep the change. I'll bet our grandpas are getting dizzy down there in their graves, rolling over and over, over what's going on these days. I watch the news and have to wonder if this country's going crazy, talking about how much they love it here, but how they want to rearrange it. Well, I'm just your average Joe, and that makes me smart enough to know there's a bunch of us out here that feel the same. Gonna keep our God, our freedom, a little money in the bank, y'all can keep the change. Just keep the change, y'all can keep the change. Cowboy up and party down. A ticking bomb, that's the price you pay for climbing on. The longest ride you'll ever take is 8 seconds after they pull the gate. It's the meanest, toughest game of.
Cowboy way. We're going to have Shania here for a little bit. We have three of them. Honey, I'm Home, From This Moment On, and then Don't Be Stupid. Three big hits by Shania Twain.
was falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I've had a hard day. Pour me a cold one, and oh, by the way, hair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I have a hard day. Pour me a cold one, and oh, by the way, hair up my feet, give me something to eat, fix me up my. Watch TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home. Oh, rip my neck, will you? Yeah. Woo.
Can't wait to live my life.
'cause you think they're on my tail. I get so aggravated when I get off the phone and get the third degree. I'm really feeling frustrated. Why don't you take a pill and put a little trust in me, and you'll see. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax. Don't be stupid.
Coming up now to the top of the hour, Sugarland's going to do Little Miss, and then Darius Rucker with This.
Little Miss down on low, Little Miss I give up, Little Miss I'll get tough, don't you worry about me. Little Miss check her dress, Little Miss one big mess, Little Miss I'll take less when I always give so much more. It's alright, it's alright. Time that it runs out.
it'll be all right again. It'll be all right again. I'm okay. It'll be all right again. I'm okay.
Okay.
It'll be all right again.
Baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's a sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start. I don't really know how I got here, but I'm so glad that I did. And it's crazy to think that one little thing could have changed all of this. Maybe it didn't turn out like I planned. Maybe that's why I'm such a lucky man. For every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me here to this. The girl that I loved in high school, who said she could do better, or the college I wanted to go to till I got that letter. All the fights and the tears and the heartache I thought I'd never get through. And the moment I almost gave up, all led me here to you. I didn't understand it way back when, but sitting here right now, it all makes perfect sense. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me into this. Mama passed away, and now I got an angel looking out for me today. So nothing's a mistake. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart,
Elizabeth.